HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado event, festival, and travel information. Did you miss me last week? I hope so. As a reminder, my segments now run just twice a month here on KRFC. While I've been away, I've been playing and doing a little work too. Last Monday, I revealed the February recipient of the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign. This month's recipient is Colorado Animal Rescue Express, or CARE. This organization transports animals at risk of being euthanized by a shelter to rescue organizations that have room to take these animals in. They work exclusively with foster-based rescues. In 2012 alone, they carried out 201 transports of 3,782 dogs and 179 cats. In 2008, they established Jake's Fund as a way to help homeless animals with vet care. Through this fund, they help around 40 animals every month. They also help with spay and neuter programs in low-income, rural, or underserved communities around Colorado. Learn more by visiting them online at caretransport.org. That's caretransport.org. So let's talk Valentine's Day. It's this week, folks. In fact, if you're hearing this on Friday, it was yesterday. But many of you will be celebrating this upcoming weekend, especially if you read my Colorado Valentine's Day guide on HeidiTown.com. Perhaps you booked a room at your local B&B for a romantic staycation getaway. This weekend, I'm heading to Winter Park for the Grand Park Dog Days of Winter. This is a featured festival on HeidiTown. I'm going to check off a really big activity that's been on my bucket list since childhood, and that's riding on a dog sled. I'm hitching a ride with Dog Sled Rides of Winter Park, and will be writing about all my experiences on this trip, including tubing, skiing, and eating pizza. Head over to playwinterpark.com to keep up on this fantastic Colorado winter destination. And speaking of fantastic winter destinations, I just spent a weekend in Grand Lake. If you've been paying attention to HeidiTown's Facebook page, you already knew that. It was a crazy fun weekend of snowmobiling, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and carnival. So keep tabs on HeidiTown.com for write-ups about all my adventures this winter in Grand County. By the way, I might not be a natural gifted skier, but it turns out I was born to ride a snowmobile. More on that later, but I'm telling all the ladies out there, if you go, don't ride behind your man, get your own sled. If you are looking for a last-minute romantic weekend idea, head to Cripple Creek for the second and last weekend of Ice Festival. Each year there's a different theme, and this time it's Mythical Wonderland. Each ice sculptor will interpret the theme and create something wonderful. The fest also includes live music and a beer garden. More information can be found at visitcripplecreek.com. There are lots of different types of lodging options in Cripple Creek, including a place I want to stay one day called the Carr Manor that's located in a remodeled high school. Nearly every Friday, I have a featured festival on HeidiTown.com, so be sure to check in frequently. Each festival is 2 to 3 weeks out, allowing you planning time. Last week's featured fest is the Leadville Skijoring and Crystal Carnival taking place March 1st through the 3rd. Learn more at visitleadvilleco.com. One last update about HeidiTown.com. For some reason, my subscription tool has been broken on the site, but no more. When I post something new on the site, never miss a thing by subscribing today. That's all for this week. As usual, you can keep up with me at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. Follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown or circle the town on Google+. I hope you are all having a wonderful Colorado winter. Until next time, I will see you online or at a festival near you. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.